When I was 14, my aunt committed suicide. It was a horrific experience for me. When I was 30, my dad also committed suicide. I used to just walk around and I felt like I had a sign on me that said, three people in my family have committed suicide. That's how I felt people saw me, because that's kind of how I saw myself. And all of this led me to be part of the Superpower Mastermind. I wanted to do something for myself. I didn't know what it was. I just knew I needed to.
So much emotion. I mean, so many of us are just hurt. And then we haven't had the environment, the tools, the resources to actually be able to work through whatever our problems are.
When I got into the Superpower Mastermind and I started doing the work, I realized I hadn't really grieved. Every person just supported me. I had to sit and cry. And I asked Caroline, am I ever going to stop? But she said, oh, you're going to stop crying.
What's up, everyone? How you doing? Welcome to the Luke Mind Power Podcast. I have a special guest with us today. You are going to want to listen to this episode because this episode is going to be transformational and it's going to change your life. It's going to inspire you to persevere, to not give up. Our special guest that we have on the Luke Mind Power Podcast is an extraordinary woman. Her name is Amy Cook, and she actually is a speaker as well. She came and spoke at our live event in New Jersey in 2025, earlier this year, and she has gone through our Superpower Mastermind 20-week healing program as well, because she was going through some challenging times and she really knew she had to work on herself. But I just want to take a moment to introduce Amy and welcome her to the Luke Mind Power Podcast. She's going to obviously share a lot more about her story. Welcome, Amy, to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
I'm really excited to have you, actually, because you know, we were just chatting about your story and about how much you've overcome, persevered through, and actually how much you do. So for everyone watching, you know, I think that what you're going to hear from Amy in terms of like your life and your challenges and everything that you have to deal with, and I'm like speaking to whoever's watching right now, that you listen to like what kind of life Amy has and what she does, because you're going to be like, oh my goodness, like I thought I was doing a lot. So Amy, tell us about, you know, what inspired you initially to want to join our coaching program to go through the self-healing journey, and actually also give us a bit of a background of like who you are. You've got like the children, the relationships, like everything that you do, your business, like you've got so much going on.
I live in Dallas, Texas. I grew up in a four-person family, great parents, big Catholic family. I have one sister. Typical childhood. And when I was 14, my aunt committed suicide. It was a horrific experience for me. It kind of, in the way, changed the trajectory of my teen years. I was very impulsive. And I've always been a person with big emotions, lots of feelings. After her suicide, I, you know, graduated high school, went to college, became a school teacher. And in my 20s, I had a lot of severe depression, just like a very, very dark time for me. And I think I didn't have a lot of healing over her death and just being who I am, right? I got married in my early 30s, and my husband and I at the time had a child, Molly, who you know, and she is 18 now. And at that time, you know, I was still teaching school. We started adopting children. I have a son adopted from Korea with a major heart condition. Four daughters adopted from China with a very wide range of special needs. Two of them are end-of-life care children, which means they don't have terminal illnesses, but illnesses that, you know, just medically fragile. So it's just living one day to the next, right? In 2020, I got divorced. I don't want to share too much of my ex-husband's story, but it was a little bit more on his end than mine. And I found myself to be a single mom with six children and a child on dialysis and teaching school. And at that time, I had just started my own business. I'm a private tutor, educational consultant. I help families apply children to competitive private schools in the area which I live. And so I literally at that time, I probably had $10 to my name and I was on my own. It was very scary. I didn't actually know if I would be able to pull it off. At that time, I was just working my business. My daughter was on dialysis, like I said. I started dating somebody, ended up being a toxic relationship. When I was 30, my dad also committed suicide in my childhood home. My mother was manic at that time. She suffered a lot of mental illness due to his suicide. In 2023, my dad's oldest brother committed suicide. So my dad was one of seven. And then at this point, three out of seven had committed suicide. And at that point, I probably would have just defined myself as a suicide survivor and a special needs mom. And then all of that is just basically survival mode, right? And I started dating somebody. I was not in a good place to start dating somebody. That became a toxic, abusive relationship. And all of this led me to wanting to be part of the Superpower Mastermind. I wanted to do something for myself. I didn't know what it was. I just knew I needed to.
Now that you've come so far, what has this mean to you now? You know, you also came to our London event, Unlock Your Greatness, 3rd of November. That's the banner behind me, actually, yes. From the event. And then funny enough, I remember, you know, you coming up to me at the end of the lunch break, I think it was, and you were like, you know, what do you think about like my daughter, like do the Superpower Mastermind?
Yeah, she was there.
Yeah, she was there. And I remember talking to her and I remember talking to you and I was like, look, you know, most important thing for me is like, you know, I can't work with people who are not ready to do the work or don't want it themselves. I had a lot of people come to me and go, you know, I want you to help my son, or I want you to help my daughter, or I want you to work with like my kids, but they need to have to actually want it themselves, you know?
Right.
And like, you know, so it's not like kind of like, oh, I want you to help them, but I haven't spoke to them about it, but like, I know you could help them, right?
I will say when we were there, I just told her, if this resonates with you, if you feel like you want to work with Luke, we'll do it, you know? And she asked me at the end, and then she said, I remember she said, but mama, it's expensive. That's what, you know, and I said, and it just makes me cry. I said, well, you're worth it, you know? And then she just had to accept that.
Yeah, I think that's a big issue with working on yourself as well, because it's almost like we pay for Netflix, we pay for having a car, we pay for going out to restaurants, we pay for clothes, we pay for, like, what else do you pay for? You pay for going to watching baseball, basketball, like, you know, you get your hair done, you pay for all this shit, right? But then when it comes to like actually paying for your own personal healing or growth journey, all of a sudden it's expensive.
Right.
And I think we need to change that a little bit, because we're not realizing the freedom that you gain by actually like fixing yourself.
Right.
Because it's a long-term journey, you know? It's like, once you do this, how do you feel now? You started in, when did you say you started? You started
2024, March of 2024. Yeah.
Yeah. But you said you first reached out to me on August 22nd, 2022.
Yes. I responded to one of your videos and I said I wanted to work with you. And then, of course, y'all wrote me back and then I just dropped it. I guess I wasn't ready enough, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
But so I will say, so when I started the Superpower Mastermind, I had the interview with you to come in and you asked me what I wanted to do. And I said, I want to write a book. That's why I'm here. It just makes me laugh now, but you were like, and what else? And so you and I talked about the suicides. And when I got into the Superpower Mastermind and I started doing the work, I was working the modules and I just had to stop myself. And I realized I hadn't really grieved in a way or been able to reveal some of the things that, like, my own suicidal ideation, my own visualizations, like things that I felt always were too dark to talk about. So, I mean, your sisters were there and I just had to stop the module work and just say, this is where I've got to veer off. And, you know, every person just supported me and I had to sit and cry and talk on video. And I asked Caroline, am I ever going to stop? You know, she said, oh, you're going to stop crying. I don't think I'm going to stop. But anyway, I got all of that out of me, you know? And honestly, I used to just walk around and I felt like I had a sign on me that said, three people in my family have committed suicide. That's how I felt people saw me, you know, because that's kind of how I saw myself. And it's like, it consumed so much of my thinking. And then I just felt like I had to survive this, you know? And after that, I'm telling you, it's off me. I don't think about suicide. I don't you know, I think about my dad like in a loving way. I miss him. I understand him in a way. I'll speak mostly to him because he's the person that I was the closest to and understand about. But my dad was handsome. My dad was financially well off. My dad was smart. He was the peacekeeper of the family, kind, gentle. He was hard on me, but my point is he had everything outside of him, a house, a wife, a family, but he didn't have the mindset. He held like some programming and some darkness, right? So all of this outside stuff, I realized from his death, it doesn't matter. It only matters what's inside. And he couldn't get there. He was too far, you know, and like his life and death is a big wake up for me, right? Because it's like, I can look around me. I can look at one of my children. She's darling with this cute little Chinese face. And I can put my hand on her and I can just look at her at night and just feel so grateful. Like I have everything in the world. Or I can have a bad thought and I can switch the thought into something positive. And that makes me feel like I have everything in the world. You know, I can have a moment of gratitude. You know, my dad just didn't know how to train himself like that, right? And so his only answer to his pain was to get out. And so just coming through this program, that's like something I realized and I understood. And so I wanted to go from like surviving it. And I didn't know this at the time. I wanted to go from surviving the suicide to like living my life in a joyful and happy and peaceful way. And that came through that. I sometimes think about my dad's death, like in a way it saved me, you know? Does that make sense? I mean, I think it goes along with what you say, being your pain, being your power.
Yeah. There's so much emotion, you know? And then as we were talking earlier about just understanding other people and understanding the psychology of the reasoning as to why people do what they do or why they act or react, you know, and obviously we come to a conclusion, you know, that so many of us are just hurt, right? You know, and so many of us have been hurt. And then we haven't had the environment, the right people, the tools, the resources to actually be able to work through whatever our problems are. Or even for men, I think it's even harder with your ego, being a man, that, you know, you're not as open to being vulnerable, or even like we haven't had safe environments or space to be able to know that it's okay to talk. It's okay to express yourself. It's okay to bring things up, you know? So, you know, I think what we're doing now, and I think that's why these platforms are really important, you know, podcasts and these coaching programs that, like, you know, I'm not the only life coach and motivational speaker out there, of course. But, you know, we definitely have more availability now, where you can start being a little bit more curious to understand yourself and to learn and to be the change.
I think I went through counseling, you know, and it's just, I have had great counselors, but it's like they never gave the tools, or like, I don't know, there's something missing there, right? I believe. And I want to give credit to everybody who's helped me along the way. It's just, they don't know what they don't know, right? And so after I kind of got the suicide grief off of me, I mean, I started back on the module work, and there's something like dump the junk. I was 65 pounds heavier than I am now. Like, I knew my health needed to improve. I had high blood pressure. I had been having panic attacks, maybe 5 major panic attacks. I had gallbladder attacks. So my health was really declining because I hadn't taken care of my trauma, right? And I was on benzos, which is like an Ativan to calm down. I was on Wellbutrin, which is a antidepressant. And then I was on a high blood pressure medicine.
Is this before you started the Superpower Mastermind, or is this like prior? Like
during, probably after my divorce.
Were you still on the medication?
Oh, yeah. I was still on the medication. So I'm not on anything now. I mean, I got doctor's permission. Of course, I did it the right way. But as I started to lose weight, as I started to like improve my health, I started through the program meditating, doing a lot of grounding activities. I got all of those ideas, honestly, from the people in the community. When we would have coaching, people would share, I'd say, oh, I'll try this. You know, everybody gives suggestions, and then you have the freedom to try new things, right? And so I just kind of put together a routine that worked for me in that way. And then I have stuck to that routine. So the weight loss is really like, I just feel so much better about, I just feel better, right?
Yeah.
And I have other ways to calm down or cope without a benzo, you know? Yeah. It's just a Band-Aid. There's no Band-Aid now, you know? I don't need it, right?
That's awesome. I'm proud of you. Congratulations. I'm really happy for you, you know, because, you know, you're the one setting yourself free. And I'm glad that I could be a part of the journey, you know?
Thank you so much.
And it's been amazing to meet you in person as well. But,
and I know it's not the end either.
No, this is not the end. No, it can't be the end. No. Can I share one more thing that helped me much? So somebody in the group had done a vision board, and I have this vision board, and I put pictures of people that are like my guardian angels at the top. This is all in the beginning. And then I wrote my 5 goals. And then every day I write the same 5 goals. And every day I try to do something towards that goal every single day. I mean, some days I don't, you know, get each goal. But in the time I've been in this program, I've tripled my income in my personal business. You know, that's been like major for me because I support 6 kids.
That's amazing. And I've always said, you got more money, you know, healing is a big part of you attracting more abundance.
Right.
You know, like it's an energy and it requires more confidence. And, you know, if you don't feel good within yourself, it's very hard for you to actually be focusing on achieving more when you don't feel good.
Yeah. You know? And also my brain was just too scattered to create the goals, honestly. So it's like the healing in my nervous system, the healing that I had allowed me to focus on my priorities. And then every client I get, I just get better clients and they're children. And so I love all of them. Yeah.
So yeah, thanks for sharing. Very powerful. And I've always said to anyone who's joining the Superpower Master, I always said like one of the things that will happen is you'll start making more money.
You do.
Because you become a better version of yourself. You know? Yeah. So you can't just, you know, if you're becoming better, then things start aligning. You start making better decisions. You start thinking differently, you know? And I always say, if you want better, you have to attract, you attract better because you become better, you know? But there's a couple of things I just want to talk about that I think will be really valuable for people who are listening, anyone who is listening to this. And if this story inspires you, then make sure you share it with more people because, you know, people, you know, we're all struggling with challenges and stuff like that. And I think Amy's story is so powerful. But you said you got 6 kids.
Yes.
I'm just curious, are 5 of those kids adopted?
Yes.
And when was the first time that you adopted one of those children? And what was the inspiration behind that? Were they adopted before you had Molly or is like...
So the inspiration behind that, I was teaching school. I mean, this is 20 years ago. And there was this little girl adopted in my class from Vietnam. And she was so intelligent, just like, and her birth parents were rice farmers. And this single woman had adopted her and brought her to the U.S., you know, to live. And I just, it put something in my heart at that time. And I think it's a Bible verse. I don't even know. I know adoption is biblical, but there's a Bible verse, I think, that says, to whom much is given, much is required. And I am not by any means a wealthy person, but I feel like I live in this country and we have everything we need. And so in the world, I know I am wealthy. So I just felt I can help somebody, you know, it's very basic, right? And so it's a long story of how it got started, but my son was adopted. He was adopted in 2011. He doesn't have special needs. He had a major heart surgery. And then I adopted a daughter from China in 2013. She was 3 when I adopted her and she weighed only 10 pounds. And she was really on her way out. And she has special needs, which I did not know about at the time. I mean, I knew she would have developmental delays, but she's severely autistic. And it just opened my heart to special needs. And then obviously I had gone into a Chinese orphanage and seen rows and rows of dying and starving children. And it's something you can't really forget or put words to, but it's like something that when you get back home with your child, you can't think of, you can't stop thinking about the other children. I think all adoptive parents would say that.
Did you go to China to?
Oh yeah, every time. And then, so I have then three other daughters adopted from China. One of my daughters, which I talked about writing a book, she was adopted in 2015. The agency that had her withheld all of her special needs. So I thought she had spina bifida, and she came home with 13 other special needs. And that became a federal lawsuit. And that is what my book is about. It's about her story. At the end of the federal lawsuit, my attorney won the National Law Journal Award in the category of child abuse. So you'll understand why it's a book as well, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's something I'm, one of my goals I'm working on.
When did you have your own children first before you started?
I had Molly first.
Yeah, I know. I think Molly does an amazing job helping you as well, right?
She's a helper. I have to make her like go out and have fun, you know? Like you're free to, I think she was very worried for a while, and you know, she worked with you, and then she in the Superpower Mastermind and privately, and you kind of helped her overcome a lot of that.
How do you manage like six kids and a business?
I mean, my sister always says this about me. She's like, it's your calling if it doesn't feel like work. So none of it feels like work to me. I just really love all of it. And I have a like insane amount of physical energy. None of it makes that part of my life is not tiring at all.
It's awesome.
I know it's weird. And they're like, I know when you think about special needs, everybody thinks it's a burden. It's this, right? But what they're lacking, like in IQ, where they can't read or they can't change their own diaper, right? They have made up for in like love, joy, peace, friendship, kindness, all the things that we are actually seeking from our heart, they have within them at all times. And so I know they say you become like the top five people that you're around, you know, what is the quote?
Yeah, you become the average of the five people you surround yourself with.
These are my five people. I mean, they're amazing. They're loving. They're excited. They're kind. They treat every person like, you know, so it's like that gift totally outweighs the fact that I might have to change 12 diapers or go to a medical appointment. Or does that make sense?
How old are they now?
So the oldest is actually older than Molly, but she's very disabled. She's 18. Molly's 18. I have a 15-year-old, no wait, a 16-year-old, two 16-year-olds, and a 13-year-old. So the least special need is Down syndrome. That's the least intensive. I have two daughters with spina bifida, a daughter with a seizure disorder, blind, deaf. The list just really goes on. I don't think of them in terms of their needs. Like if you were to see the list, you'd be like, oh no. But when you meet them, you don't see that. You know what I mean? And two wheelchairs.
Yeah. I don't know if you know, but my mom used to work it was called Chalmers Road Public School, and it was a disabled school for, you know, special needs kids. So she was a teacher's aide there. And I remember going to the school and seeing the kids and seeing her working with them. So yeah, it's definitely a calling. Yeah. I think it's just, you're an inspiration, Amy.
I feel like my sister always laughs at me. I'm like, people are missing out. They don't know what, like, they don't really and she's like, sissy, you know, but that's just how awesome. I feel about it, you know?
Yeah, that's awesome. So, you know, I just before we finish up, because I think it's important, you know, you mentioned being in a toxic relationship. And I know that a lot of people in toxic relationships are what I've learned from all the research I've done with all the clients I've worked through, you know, especially working on your inner healing and reprogramming your subconscious mind, and the impact of like verbal abuse, you know, from an unhealthy relationship, for example, the impact that it has on the way that you think and how you perceive yourself. And then obviously energetically, how it affects your body, your, you know, functioning of how you feel.
Right.
So you having six children and being through like a difficult relationship like that, just kind of curious, how did you manage to continue persevering, knowing you had to look after these children, provide, but yet, you know, you'd been through a relationship like that, that, you know, kind of weighed you down so much. So were there moments there where you actually started doubting yourself and not feeling good within yourself? Like, how did you do that?
The only way I was able to survive and then like get out is because of the support of this program. And that's coming into this group and being able to say whatever I think and then have four people come behind me and say, we've got you. You can do this. We love you. You're not this person. You know, I had to have so much truth. I had to share so many times. And I was very confused. My confidence was very low. I mean, I felt terrible and sad a lot, you know?
Did you start to believe the things that were being said to you?
Absolutely.
And because you knew that you weren't that person, what was it, the repetition, like that you kept hearing those words that you started to believe that maybe I am that person?
Yeah, I did believe that.
But you knew you weren't.
I didn't know. I just had to keep doing the work. I knew I had to just keep doing the work, you know? And I feel like a lot of the mirror work helped me. And I have a friend in this group who just will not let me down. Liz Weaver. Sorry.
What's her name?
Liz Weaver.
I know you've got Liz, and I think you have a lot of people that, you know, really showed up for you as angels, you know? And that's why I always say, like, you know, your environment is everything. And when you're healing and growing, and if you don't have that additional accountability support, when you're trying to process, you know, what you're trying to overcome or reprogram, I think the biggest beautiful thing about this, Amy, is what you've proven is that, yeah, you can start doubting yourself because of some unhealthy experience. And you can also be programmed in the opposite direction of what you want to be or how you want to feel. Like, this is proven that you were going through something, all of a sudden you're doubting yourself, and now what you've done is you've turned it around and gone, actually, no, I can change.
Yeah, I knew I could. I just didn't know how long it was going to take, but I was committed to like not giving up. I just tell myself every day, when I look at myself in the mirror, I say, I'm proud of myself for joining the Superpower Mastermind. I'm proud of myself for doing the work. I will not give up. I mean, that's the beginning of it every single day.
That's amazing. Congratulations. There's a lot more ahead. And just thinking about that moving forward, like where do you see yourself in, you know, 5 years time? Like what does that look like?
I have written this book and I've worked on it for so long for my daughter's story. And it's a project that I just want to do. It's like more for myself. I want to be a published author, you know? I want to have my kids, I've been working on my house since I started this program as well, like fixing it. And I want my kids to have like a peaceful home. And I just want to be able to spend time with my family. And I think somewhere down the line, I'm supposed to help other people, other women get out of situations, you know, like that I was in. And I don't feel far enough along in my healing to be able to say I'm ready to help people, but I know that's going to be part of my story, you know.
It's all going to flow for you.
It's going to flow.
Yeah, you've come so far, but I just want to take a moment, Amy, just to recognize you. You know, this is definitely one of those moments for me where I've been able to just like listen to your story, just like anybody else who's listening on YouTube or Spotify or Apple, wherever you're tuning in from, to actually like try to comprehend the magnitude of like the emotion, the pain, the story, the journey, you know, from all the suicide to the relationship, to being a mom, to having a business, to trying to live life, you know, to getting off medications, to investing in yourself, you know, out of all things, it's like, you know, like, and all the things that you're doing. And it's a lot, you know, it almost can overwhelm you to the point where you're just like, oh, this is too much. You can give up.
I just feel excited about it. No, I feel free. I feel excited, you know?
Yeah,
like, I feel absolutely really happy, you know? I never thought that I would live in a way where it's like, I don't have this heaviness over me, that I'm just not, like, trying to overcome suicide, you know? So to, like, be out in the world and not have that darkness, like see things in a different way. It's like, it's everything. It's like all you need, right?
Yeah. Congratulations. Thank you for sharing your story. Thank you for believing in me. You know, thank you for joining us on this journey. Thank you for coming here on this podcast. Thank you for being the change. You know, thank you for saying yes to you, saying yes to your kids, saying yes to your future. And, you know, I truly, truly believe that if you just keep saying yes to, you know, honoring your worth and honoring your truth and loving yourself as well, you know, which is so important, you know, you're just going to continue to emulate that. And that energy is just going to keep coming off you because you continue to embody that and practice that. And, you know, this is definitely the start of a new journey, new chapter, new life for you. And I'm so grateful to be a part of it, you know.
Thank you so much for everything. I appreciate you and your sisters so much.
You're welcome. It's been a blessing. And guys, if you're tuning in right now and you're interested in learning more about working with us, there is a link below this video that you can click so that you can schedule a free complimentary success call with my team so that you can learn more about if and how we could possibly help you change your life. If this story resonates with you, well, you know, we may be the right people for you to connect with so that you can do the work on yourself as well so that you can feel free. So yeah, just click the link below, get in touch with us, and I look forward to connecting with you all. Amy, thank you so much once again, and I'll see you soon and stay in touch.